Welcome to my Danfo experience with Osebai, the bus stop where we get to discuss all the funny, weird, and of course, annoying experiences you may have had while on public transport. My name is Osebai. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting episode of my Danfo experience with Osebai, the podcast. My name is Osebai and I'm your favorite Danfo driver. Welcome to another beautiful week of Danfo gist. If you listened to the Twitter episode, you would have enjoyed the sumptuous meal that was prepared there, and you already know to expect something very delicious, something mouth-soothing from this episode. Let's get into it. Okay, so I want to tell you guys a little story before we go into people's experiences. So I completed my NYSC program during the week, and I wanted to come down to Lagos. I wanted to come to my hometown from another father's land, from another person's father's land. I didn't serve my father's land, I was doing Sarah service. So I had some stuffs, I had some properties by God's grace that I wanted to bring down to Lagos with me. So I had to consult the services of cab riders, you know, I had to consult their services, and my dears, it was not funny. My dad in Lagos tried to get someone from Lagos, like a driver from Lagos, to come down to pick me at Ibadan. And just because we told him that we'll be carrying some stuffs and all of that, the man said 70k. I'm like, excuse me, is this house rent deal? Does he want to use me to pay rent? 70k for what? How much did I buy all the property that he want to carry? Everything, did you want 70k? Why? And you know, when I was looking for other drivers too, they were just giving me different prices, 50k, 40k. I was like, wow. I mean, I didn't know that I'm not in this world again. Like, I felt like, have people gone to the future and they've left me behind? Because I could not really relate. But thank God, I later got a more affordable driver to bring me down to Lagos with all my properties, and it was a comfortable ride. He was a very nice driver. He was not too old, but he was okay. Very nice driver. He did not bore me with conversations. He spoke only when necessary. He had the right speed, kilometer per hour. It was very smooth. It was very, and I enjoyed AC. Yes, your Danfo driver is inside a cab enjoying AC. All right, guys, let's go into today's episode. We have some stories that have been prepared for you. People have sent in their stories, and I'm sure your ear is already itching you to listen. Okay, so our first story says, I took a canape from Akinyele to Iyanapaja. One man sat at the front, two of us guys at the back, and one woman. Along the road, the man at the front said he saw someone he knows, so the driver stopped for him. That's how the keke broke down. Then the driver said we should wait for him, that he wants to go and buy petrol. He went and left us for about 7 minutes. He came back, The woman told him that he fucked up, that he should have collected his money before going, because three of us could have left just as the man at the front left without giving him money. Omona saw the driver, they abused the woman. Say why the woman go, they correct them. Who the woman be? The woman can't tell him, say this Lagos, this one and Lagos, so next time, they know they do like that. Next thing, they started cursing each other. Wow. Driver said, is it her husband that she's talking to? The woman said she doesn't have husband. Say, nah, her papa be her husband. The driver said if she carry his money away, that he will curse her. The woman laughed and said, you won't curse person for Lagos. See all the people she don't curse, they see them, they don't build house, they don't buy car. So Oga, forget curse for Lagos. Driver called the woman Ode. She said leave him like that. She been at my Ode. But you na Ozwo. And you know we make her with the attitude. She insulted him in Igbo language. Oh, mommy, I just did laugh. I laughed way, way that day. Wow. Wow. I had to like finish this story. Okay, wait. You took a kenapep. One man sat at the front, then two of you that are guys at the back with one woman at the back. Now you are going. The journey has started. You are going. You reach one place. The man at the front said, driver, I see person where I know. I know someone. So stop for me. Let me greet the person I know. So the man alighted, went to greet the person that he knows, and he did not pay the driver. Maybe they had not gotten far, maybe he was still along the place where they took their where they boarded the napep from, the keke from. So he did not pay, he went. After he now dropped, keke now broke down. But I have one question. You guys, did you guys not suspect that man? Because it is after he got down, he said he saw somebody that he knows, that the keke broke down. You people did not suspect, maybe he's the one that broke your keke down, because he alighted, that's why the keke broke down. Now after keke now broke down, kasala now burst, things are now happening, pandemonium between keke driver and passenger, woman, man and woman, they are now fighting. Okay, the man was going to check what happened to his keke, then he said that he needed to get petrol. He went, he left you people for about 7 minutes. You people even have the fear of God, and you are very loyal passengers, because he left people for about 7 minutes. 7 minutes you guys stood wherever you parked and waited for him. And these days, if it's not rain, it is very scorching sun. So you guys stood under one of these weather conditions for 7 minutes and waited for one driver that went to buy petrol to his keke. Meaning there was no petrol inside the keke. And he knew, because all these drivers, they usually know when, of course, before any vehicle will break down, it will give you signs. So he knew. He now left, he went to buy petrol. You people waited. You now waited, finished, now came back. One woman was now trying to be kind, trying to be nice to the driver. Now told him that, Oga, no be so then they do for Lagos. So next time you go collect your money, because as you go like that now, we feel commode. Maybe say you don't lose. Like the man where you carry, we say it's a big person. He don't come out, he no pay. Who knows if na even scope, he no see anybody where he sabi, he na scope. Na so he go do, till he gets to his destination. He will enter bus like that, enter keke like that, and tell the driver, I know that person, stop. Till he gets to his destination. This Lagos, everything has scope. So the woman was trying to be kind, nice, and she told the driver, be Oga, don't do this next time. We can jackpa with your money. Then the driver now flare up and started yabbing the woman, abusing the woman. Steven asked her if it's her husband she's talking to. You see, every episode we keep getting, now why you no go to the person be this? If they had left, Nashebi would have learned his lesson. He would have learned his lesson. The woman for just even lock up safe. Eh? So they were now doing bass boos. They were now insulting each other. The part I like most is the part where the man said he will curse and the woman said he won't curse person for Lagos. No, the story says the woman laughed. Abi, the woman laughed and said you won't curse person for Lagos. See all the people she don't curse, they see them every day. They don't build the house, they don't buy car, they are doing very well for themselves. So you don't curse person for Lagos. If you curse person for Lagos, you waste your time, you waste your curse. I like that part. It makes me remember when we were in secondary school. If somebody says you will curse us in secondary school, you will say it in Yoruba, Ipe Oki Momo school, who come and fire uniform eh, yani. That is the curse will not catch a school pupil or a school student. The curse will just tear your uniform. Do you get the logic? So that's really nice. I like the way they both settled their differences amicably without interference from any external party or third party. The driver and the woman, they settled their differences. And she mentioned that she does not have a husband yet, that is her dad. So now papa be her husband. So if the driver, in case the driver is eyeing her, and maybe that is what stirred the aggression in him, that why would she be talking to him like that? In case if that is what happened, so the driver can just, after the exchange of words, driver can just shoot his shot. But you did not tell us what happened later. If the keke got fixed later and you guys continue the journey, I'm assuming that's what happened. The keke got fixed like after the whole issue between the driver and the woman. Maybe that was what even made the fixing faster. You know, when you will have energy at that point because he wants to show that he's a man, so he will have energy at that point. So that's what made it faster. The energy was flowing, so he could meet up. Yes, very interesting story right there. Person just tell you something. Kia, you know, there are some people you don't talk to them. You just let them do whatever they want to do. You don't correct them. You just leave them to do whatever they want to do, because if you correct them, you'll be at fault. You'll be like, why? And it's not as if they don't know. They know, but they just don't want you to talk to them. So you just lock up and look at them. And when they get to their bus stop, they will learn their lessons along the line. Life will always teach you lessons, so they will learn their lessons along the line. If it does like that, if it continues like that, and it does like that for some people that... Some people will even beat him on top of the money. They will not give him money and they will beat him again. So, he go learn a lesson. He go learn a lesson. And then you too. Eh? You just call the man Oswald like that. Ahaba. They insult person husband for Igbo language. And Igbo language insult the sweets too. Just like Yoruba language insult. Anyway, it's good, child. Anybody there. Whatever they bring, that's what they will collect. If you do anyhow, you see anyhow. Understood? Moving on. So next up, this story says, Ose Bayo. Oh, my dreadful experience happened at Jakonde Gate. That place, if you're coming from Ijebun to enter bus there, the queue is always long. If you get there after 7:30, it's whoa. You can stay under that early morning sun for over an hour before you get bus. So luckily for me, I got there before 7:30. I entered bus and I had change too. I mean them already, because change is always another problem. After the bus loaded, we moved and we have not passed the bus stop by 5 minutes. Driver just hit one very beautiful Jeep that was parked, 4 windscreen. And it broke. Omo, I first asked for my money because I have to go back to the bus stop and queue. I must get to the office before 8:30. As it happened like this, I just dragged the conductor back. Oga, give me my money. If you see the race I took back, same boat. Fortunately, the queue was not long. I got another bus and went to office. Hey, my people. This one even started with a server, you. That's how choked the story is. That's how intense it the story is. Like, Oseba, you help me, oh. Yay! So he says that at Jakonde Gate, when you want to take bus from there, that the queue there is always long. The emphasis on the long. He says it's always long. So if you get there after 7:30 a.m. is worth for you to get bus, because by the time you get there, the queue is already long. So if you are to resume by 9 and you get there after 7:30, you already know. Okay, so they have told you that people that stay around that side, that Jakonde Gate side, I think you already know. So if you want to be at your office early, you have to be there before 7:30 so you can get bus, or else you stand on that early morning hot sun. But early morning hot sun is LC now. Early morning hot sun is not the one that gives vitamin D. So it's LC now. You can just maybe want to have vitamin D. You can want to have the taste of that vitamin. It's very healthy. So you can plan it that, okay, today I want to have more nourishment, more nutrient in my body. So I'm going to stand under the sun for about 30 minutes thereabout. So you can plan it, eh? It's not like it's that bad. The only thing is just that you get to work late. Yes, but if you get to work late, you have some nutrients in you. So you did not lose on both sides, Abina. Yes. So, luckily for my passenger, for this my passenger, got bus, entered the bus, and they have not moved past the bus stop for 5 minutes, which means they were still around the area. Driver, it a very beautiful jeep that they parked somewhere. Maybe the person parked it and went in to do some collaboration, some business transactions or something. A beautiful jeep, you know, it's in a 4-inch screen. Say you break the screen, break now, it means the nobody say, like, it's not like it just eat the jeep. Maybe there's a little scratch, or you just eat the jeep. Everybody will move to the front, go back. People at the back will shout, "Driver, small driver, Aurora, please, oh, I'm the only one in my family, oh." Then the journey will continue. No, he actually broke the screen of the windscreen of the vehicle, of the very beautiful jeep. So it means the heat was massive. It was explosive. Why? Just 5 minutes away from the bus stop. Like, you are just moved. It was not, I'm trying to phantom it. It was not on speed yet. It was not, Abby, what happened? You see, all these buses, God should just help us. That is why the only bus that is recommended for you to board is the only one that Osebayi drives. This particular one that Osebayi is the driver of. This particular Danfo that Osebayi is the driver of. You will not have all these little stories that touch here and there. No, you won't. Maximum protection. 12 years warranty. Yes. I'm telling you. Very superb something. But okay. Now you've entered Danfo bus. They eat very beautiful. My guy did not even waste time. Remember that the queue that he did Survival of the Fittest for, he is there waiting for him. He did not even waste time. Say, "Please, Oga conductor, can I have my money, please? Can I have my money, please?" You see now, if he was a driver like someone in that our first story that has not collected his money, everybody would just throw away. No need to even hold conductor. You go just come out, say, "I have not cuckoo paid." So you would just throw away. But this one, you know, they loaded at the bus stop, so they have to collect their money. Maybe they even locked the door on their way or something like that after loading. So they have to collect their money. And this one held the conductor and said, "Oga, give me my money. God, no go shame us. Make I run back. Go find moto. I go use, go work today. go also. But because the spirit of Osebayi, the ancestral fathers of Osebayi are always with our passengers. The guardian angels, they are always with our passengers. You see, he was very lucky. Got another bus. You know, the queue was not long. Maybe he didn't even have to queue. Just entered bus and left for work. Got to work even early again. So you see now? That's why I said the only recommended Danfo bus for you to be on is the one that Osebayi is driving. Yes, so yes. You see now, since I've not shouted where is money from the back, I've not shouted Mi Oduro ni bus stop, junction Matiduro, I've not shouted there is no bus stop here, we are going to the BRT stand, and somebody will say you're not carrying me past my bus stop, this that. Nothing like that of that sort is happening. We are having a smooth ride. Today we didn't even remember to fasten our seat belt, and we are still having a smooth ride. And Lasma has not stopped us. Is Osebayi not wonderful? Hallelujah, somebody. Alright guys, don't mind me. Yeah, so we have come to the end of today's episode. It's a wrap, guys. It's the end of today's episode. Thank you for listening up to this point. Thank you for sharing your experiences. You know, thank you for having a beautiful weekend with me. Yes, thank you very much. You know what to do. Keep listening, sharing to your friend, sharing to your family, share to your loved one, even your enemies. Share to them, let them experience the good news, let them experience good things in their lives. You know, share to everyone, subscribe, rate the show, leave us a review, let the conversation continue in the comment section. I love you all. Till we meet again, same time, same station, same location, same host, same everything. My name is Osebayi, your favorite Danfo driver. Bye.